What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of my podcast, A Loner's Thoughts, where I speak about things that are on my mind. So, I don't think I have anything special to really talk about yet. But, how are you guys doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Hope you had an amazing day, an amazing morning, night, afternoon, whatever. Whatever, just hope it was great. Currently new things are happening in my life and I am happy. I wanna say, like, well, Christmas is coming up, and that makes a year since I started doing this, so I think I have something special in mind for when I do that. But currently, I'm recording this before I go to work. So, yeah. That's a thing. But, yeah, I have been kind of stressed out, actually. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on in my personal life that I'm not going to talk about, obviously. But, you know, it's a lot of things going on, and it's been stressful and heavy, and I'm getting through it. But overall, I think I'm doing good and okay. So, like, my last episode, I talked about privilege and preference. A lot of people like that. I didn't hear anything bad about it. I never hear anything bad about my podcast, weirdly enough, which I would like to. I wouldn't mind hearing some negative feedback, because that's pretty accepted, as long as it's, like, good criticism, right? But, yeah, it's about privilege and shit. But I think I hit a lot of good talking points on that one. I think what I want to talk about now is being responsible. Responsibilities, right? Responsibility is a big thing. And, you know, you hear it as a child, you hear it a lot. Be responsible for this, be responsible for that. But no one really tells you what responsibility is, right? What it is to be responsible. They think, like, so let's just say this. If you were a kid and you always heard someone tell you to take responsibility or whatever, felt like they meant, be truthful, bite the bullet, or some shit, or, like, you know, take the noble route out. Which, I mean, if you understand what I'm saying, I guess you could say that's fair examples of responsibility. But really, responsibilities are, like, so much bigger than what people make them seem. It's just about taking care of things that matter. And when I say things that matter, I'm not just specifically talking about things that matter to you, but things that even that you don't want to do that are still important. And I think that's something that a lot of people my age probably struggle with. The adjusting of responsibilities and the idea of how to be responsible. Because here's the thing. We get up every day. Some of us work, some of us don't work. But we have a daily routine. We have daily responsibilities to take care of, like chores and shit like that, or money, stuff like that, right? And we don't want to do it. You know, as kids, we looked at our parents doing all these things and making us do these things as some type of torture or punishment, because we didn't like doing it. But then when you get older, you realize, like, they didn't want to do it either, and they still don't, because when you're older, you still don't want to do the shit you had to do when you were younger, but you do it because you know you have to, and you know nobody else is going to do it, and it's because it's your responsibility. You have to take care of the things that it is that you have to take care of. Like me, currently, I have responsibilities. Do I like them? No. If I could have everything automated where I wouldn't have to lift a finger, I would. That's just a gift. That doesn't make me a lazy person. People like to say that makes you lazy. You don't like working, that makes you lazy. I think majority of people hate doing regular 9-to-5 jobs. I think majority of people hate that. And that's fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But people should applaud. There should be an applaud for the people, including me, who get up every day to do that job, while maintain that job, while working on everything else in their life. That's taking care of business. That's taking care of your responsibility. And, you know, responsibility goes from one small thing to a big thing. So, like, I'll give an example. Simple as being told to clean your room. You might hate it. You might not like it. But as you grow older, you realize that you still don't like it or doing it, but to maintain a healthy living environment, you're going to have to do it. It goes from cleaning your room to cleaning your house, right? That small thing turns into a big thing. You take care of your shit. You take care of what you need to take care of. And then you also have to instill this some form of discipline to not always do what you want, but to do what you need. And we all have those times where we want to do this. We want to go out. We want to drink. We want to smoke. We want to eat. We want to party. But we have things to take care of and we don't have that luxury. So even though we want to do it and we have the choice to do it, we make the responsible decision. And when I say responsible decision, I'm not saying that partying, drinking, smoking, etc. is irresponsible. You can do what you want. It only becomes an irresponsible thing when you neglect the things that you need to take care of to do that thing. So, a major example would be like paying your bills. You have to pay bills, but yet you decide to spend that bill money on partying and stuff. That's just a basic example, not even a big example. That's like, you can use that to form the thought process where I'm going with here. It's like that. That's a form of discipline right there. And you know, it helps to discipline yourself. For example, me, I like to eat a lot of food. And sometimes, I'll be fair, I do go overboard on buying a lot of food. But sometimes I have to discipline myself and buy shit to cook. Or just be like, yeah, my mom is going to cook dinner, so I should just not order anything. It's being disciplined. And then you save money. And so on and so forth. Discipline is like me wanting to spend my money on some expensive ass shoes or something, knowing damn well I have to use that money. That money would better use for better equipment or something. I'm just giving examples. I haven't actually done these things except for the food thing. But you know, it's balancing your wants and your needs. And I'm not saying you should neglect yourself outright. You should do some. You should treat yourself every now and then, now and again. You know, you should feed your wants every now and again, because that's treating yourself. You know, you should not right neglect yourself, but you should also pace yourself. Oh, there's a table. Okay. You know, discipline yourself. That's all it is. Just discipline yourself. If you don't discipline yourself, then you can't discipline the actions of, I guess, your kids. And I'm not saying this, but I wouldn't know. I don't have kids of my own, so we'll talk about that when we'll get there. And hopefully I'm still doing this years from now and wildly successful with a wife and kids. Because I don't want, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I want a marriage before I have kids. It's just something I want. It might not happen, but I want it to happen. So I'm going to try my hardest to let it happen. But I digress. I don't, like, when it comes to raising your kids, you have to discipline them, probably. And if you don't discipline yourself, how are you ever going to discipline your children? That's how I look at it. But then I don't know the ins and outs of raising a child because I don't have one myself, like I said. So parents could discuss that one, not me. But what about people who look up to you, right? How is someone supposed to look up to you if you're not a serious person? And I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about serious as in super serious. Like, you gotta be fucking serious all the time. You can have your jokes and have fun now and then. Human nature. I'm talking about, it's hard to take a person serious who's always making jokes. And I'm not talking about a person who is genuinely funny. Right? I'm talking about like, when there's no off switch for the person. I don't know. You know what I mean. But yeah, when there's no off switch for that person. Like, sometimes it's the time and place for everything. But yeah. From my experience, the whole responsibility thing has been a lot. I say a lot because there's certain situations that happened with my family and what's not. And now, even though I'm 21, I'm trying to be a more mature person. I'm trying to be more of a adult about things. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with taking responsibility and holding my own weight. I have no problem with that. But I also have to learn that my actions have consequences, which I mean, I should know that already. But it goes deeper than that, right? Because actions do have repercussions, yes. And these repercussions do last. But it's almost like a domino effect, right? Your actions have repercussions, and then those repercussions cause more repercussions, if you know what I mean. And it doesn't really end. You just have to live with it. And then now what I'm also learning as I get older is you have to be careful who you speak to and what you say around people, because when things happen, certain things happen that you have no control over, and it's because you said one thing, you can't really be mad at, you start to learn you can't really be mad at anybody but yourself for allowing that thing to happen how it did. And it sucks to realize that, but yeah. So for example, like how a lot of people get stuff and they like to flaunt it or flex about it. For example, you get a bunch of money. You flexing it and then you get robbed. This is the weirdest example, by the way. You get robbed. It ain't nobody's fault that you get robbed other than yourself. Like, yeah, there is some sympathy involved. But you, come on now. You just was being stupid. You shouldn't have done that. Basically, this is the same as telling your business all around. You never tell your business to everyone. You don't even tell your business. You shouldn't even tell your business at all, if we being real. Unless it's with people you really, really, really trust. And even then, you got to be careful about how much you'd say and what you say. A person like me, when it comes to telling people things, I usually don't like to tell people things until they happen. So, if, for example, if I said I was getting something today and it doesn't arrive today, or it doesn't happen today, and I keep saying I'm gonna get it again, and it doesn't happen until way later, then yeah, I'm gonna feel shitty and feel embarrassed and so on and so forth. But if I wait until I know for sure it's happening, until the moment it happens, then I'll say something about it. But that's with specific things. Jesus Christ. But that's with specific things. That's not with everything. But you just gotta be careful. Yeah, you gotta be responsible for your own actions. And then you gotta realize that, yeah, some people are shitty. There are terrible people. I'm not justifying terrible people at all. And clearly what I'm about to say does not apply to every situation. There are shitty people. And sometimes you gotta look at the situation and look how you place yourself in that situation. And take responsibility for your own actions. Because at the end of the day, yeah, that person did what they did, but you put yourself in a position for what they did. And like I said earlier, this does not apply to every situation, but it applies to certain situations, not all situations. I don't have to explain that any further. You should know what I mean by it doesn't apply to every situation. Because obviously not every situation is your fault. But I'm talking about the ones that you put yourself in a predicament in. For example, why would you walk in a dangerous area with nothing but fancy jewelry on? A highly dangerous area. It's like asking yourself to get robbed. That's an example right there. You know better. You know you shouldn't, but you do it anyways. You should take responsibility for your actions in those type of situations. I'm not saying what the person did if you get robbed and what's not. The person is innocent. They're not. But use your awareness, right? Use your awareness. Not everything happens in a coincidence. Some things can be avoided. So, yeah. Simple as holding positions in certain companies or a hierarchy or whatever. Whoever is under you or whoever you're watching, you're responsible for whatever actions they do. So, I'll give an example. If you're a supervisor and you have someone working under you, whatever fuck up they do, you have to hold them accountable. And whoever is above you holds you accountable for the fuck up that the person under you did. Because you're responsible for them. Because they're under you. And they're still responsible for their own shit. It's responsibility is wild. It's like this thing. It's, like I said earlier, it seems like a small thing, but yes, it's really a huge thing. And we have to do things we don't like. Because in order to enjoy the things we do like, we have to get through that gap, that road. You have to cross that road, drive on that rocky, pothole-filled road of responsibility to do what we want. Hard work pays off. And I know folks like to get angry with rich kids when they say they don't have, when they say they have it hard, because people like to say, well, how do you have it hard and your parents have so much money? I'm not a rich kid, so I probably can't relate at all. But from my understanding of how that goes, those type of parents who are wealthy because of what they made and built, from what I've seen, they put pressure on their own kids, and that pressure is really intensified. And if their kids don't stand up to what they can do, then they don't feel good about it at all. And they feel pressured and stressed out and feel like no matter what they do, they are a burden. And to those kids that feel like that, I feel like they missed out a chance on being a kid. Yeah, they miss out a chance of being a kid. And they feel like they have way more responsibility, a greater responsibility than just average people. And maybe that's why it could come off as some of them being egotistical. Or, you know, yeah, that's the right word, egotistical. Having a big fucking ego, right? But maybe it's not that. Maybe it's that from young they felt like they had all this responsibility. While also being told that their family is great, whatever the fuck it is, I don't know. Maybe. And maybe it's a combination of the both. And, you know, makes a fucked up person. I don't know. You also have rich parents that don't put pressure on their kids, obviously. That just love, treat their kids as normal persons. But just the life of their parents could be a burden on them. Could be a responsibility alone. Because you have to measure up to their success. So, in that regards to those parents that do have it like that, I'd say, but then again, like you said, I don't have children, and I'm not a successful parent yet, either. Yet. But, to that, I would say, probably, let your child be free and do what they want in their own life, and tell them they don't have to live up to your expectations. Because as long as you're proud, as long as they're happy, and they're not doing anything stupid or fucked up, should be fine. Should be fine. But I'm not gonna say teach your kids to love themselves or whatever, because I don't have kids of my own. So I don't even know. But maybe I could speak from a point of view where I was a kid once. Don't stop telling your kids to be great. And don't stop telling them that they are great. However, don't also be sure not to give them a big ego. Teach them how to respect people, that how to be humble, and teach them to, but also teach them to never water themselves down or make themselves small to other people. I think that was one of the only, that was one of the few things that helped me to still do a lot of things that I'm doing now. That because people believed in me, I had the strength to believe in myself. Isn't that, that's amazing, right? Like, think about it, that's kind of amazing. So, I don't know if you guys watch anime, but I watch anime. This is anime. It's called Gurren Lagann. Best anime ever. Love it. It's not the best ever, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's this character, Kamina. And he has a friend who he basically calls his brother, Simon. And Simon does not believe in himself in the early parts of the anime. But Kamina tells Simon to not believe in himself. He tells him, Kamina says, believe in the me that believes in you. And for the longest, I couldn't understand what exactly that meant. Until I just finished talking about what the fuck I just talked about now, I understand it now. Basically, it means you might not believe in yourself, but other people believe in you. And because you see those people believe in you, it gives you the courage to believe, and you believe those people, it gives you the courage to believe in yourself. Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. Maybe it doesn't make sense to you, but I understand it. And it's great. And then there was also a part where Kamina died, by the way, and he said, you don't have to rely on me to believe, you don't have to believe, he said something along the lines that you don't have to believe in me that believes in you, believe in yourself, which now I also understand, because basically he's saying, this is how it went, if people believe in you, they see something in you. And you see some, and because they see something in you, and you trust those people, and these are people you trust that believe in you, you believe them when they say they believe you. And this goes on for so long, and as that builds up, you start to believe in yourself, because these people believe in you. And then once they are gone, they're not there anymore, dead, whatever happens, you still have that belief in yourself because those people believed in you and now you believe in yourself. It's amazing. Wow, I'm glad that I caught that and now I'm sharing it with you guys. That goes to say, if you were a child, told a lot of shitty things that you won't amount up to anything, that you need to be more responsible, you need to do this better, you need to do that better, fuck all that shit. Fuck all that. And you're actually trying, fuck all that shit that you heard, that you're not doing good. I believe in you. If nobody else tell you they believe in you, I believe in you. I might not know you personally. I might not know what you've done. But if I promise you, if you're trying to get out of a better situation than yesterday, out of a better... If you're trying to get out of a worse situation than... What? If you're trying to get into a better situation than yesterday, you're trying your hardest to do what you can to improve yourself, if you're trying to push yourself, if you're trying to believe in yourself and do much as you could for yourself and change bad things about yourself to the best of your ability, and I do believe people can change, I believe in you. I strongly believe in you. Because there are people that believed in me, and I believed that I couldn't even do this stuff. I was a kid who didn't talk to much people. I still don't talk to much people now. I barely speak to people now, but I'm easy to have a conversation with. If I see you, if I know you and I see you in public, I'll hail you. I'll be like, or whatever. But I won't strike up a conversation, but there's no blood or anything. That's just me. But anyways, I digress. I never thought I'd do this stuff. I never thought I could do this stuff. I never thought that I would be comfortable enough to speak to a camera. My hand is up in the camera. I never thought I'd be good enough to speak in front of a camera. Or even in front of people. I've spoken in front of people. And the first few times, it was heart-wrenching. But when I started doing it more and more, it got easier and easier. Did a whole presentation for college. One time, this was for my English class, college English class. I'll always talk about this. It was the best thing ever. It was great. I only got docked points because I did not smile. But everybody told me I had a great presentation. My presentation was so good. It was flawless. It was amazing. And it felt natural. And that's because I got into the art of speaking. And it felt natural to me. And I just did it. People didn't believe in me. The only belief people had was that I would be the prime minister or a doctor. Everybody wanted me to be a doctor because I have bad handwriting. But when I started doing things that I do now, people believe in me. I have people believing in me now. I'm starting to be more consistent with these posts because of that belief. Because to me, those people believed in what I can do. And I don't want to taint their beliefs in me by doing them an injustice. So I want to be consistent. I want to do the best that I could. I want to put my money to investing into this while doing more and more and pushing myself and making myself more and more uncomfortable and growing as a person. I'm putting myself out there. Because even though I'm still learning this shit and coming out of my shell, I am grateful for the people that could believe I could do it. The people that encourage me to get up every day and do this. The people who I love and appreciate, who I see, who I envision in my brain, who may or may not listen to this. I appreciate them. And I want to do the best I could. Because they believe in me. And that is my responsibility. See, I brought it right back to the main thing. That's my responsibility. And I don't have to really do this for anybody. Because I like doing this. I like doing these things. No matter how tired it makes me. No matter how hard I work. No matter if it gets one view listen or two listens. I love doing it. And it makes it even better to do it because there are people that love to see me do it as well. And I want to make those people proud I want to make those people proud. Those people know who they are. I don't have to say who they are. Even some of you who know me from way back and never thought I would do this and are actually proud of me for doing this. I appreciate you guys. This shit is amazing to me. I love this shit. I'm still the weird, silent, don't talk a lot, Brendan. But I'm also a fun guy. And I'm also confident in my abilities. I'm also humble, but I won't let anybody shoot down my shine or make me feel smaller about myself. I won't water myself down because someone that feels like I'm too great for them. I've done that once. I won't do it again. I do this shit. I do this shit, nigga. I do this shit. I am amazing. This podcast might not sound great. Might not sound amazing. But I feel like it has potential. People feel like it has potential. There's going to be a lot of fucking potential in this bitch. There's so much things that are going to come. And I'm going to make them happen. Whether or not people like it, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do it. This episode is not going to be as long as the others. But it's going to be pretty lengthy still. 30 minutes is good. I just want to let you guys know. I appreciate you guys. Responsibility is this thing. And I'm thinking about that. Responsibility is this thing that's not small. It grows and grows with everything. You might not want to do it, but you have to get where you want to get. And that's fine. You got to discipline yourself from time to time. That's fine. But you could treat yourself also. Believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, believe in the people that believe in you. Shout out to my Patreon users. What is wrong with me? Shout out to the people who subscribe to my Patreon. Kavar Williams and Omari Ju. Those are two. That's two names I called. You guys should really, really support the Patreon. It's a dollar. You get everything early. It's a dollar. And you can pledge more if you want to. But starting price is a dollar. Shout out to those guys, though. Kavar Williams Photography. Get at him. He does photos. Anyways, until next time, see you guys later. Bye-bye.